Congressman Al Lawson won Tuesday's Democratic primary election for the 5th Congressional District, besting former Jacksonville Mayor Alvin Brown. Lawson is looking past November's election with an ambitious agenda for his next session. I'm Sean Mulcahy. Congressman Al Lawson ended the night with a controlling 60% of the vote. His opponent, former Jacksonville Mayor Alvin Brown, had a strong showing in Duval County, but was ultimately unable to compete with Lawson's clout in Leon and Gadsden counties. As he addressed a rowdy crowd at the Moon in Tallahassee, Lawson dedicated the win to his family, friends, and supporters. He cites his record on health care, the environment, and bipartisanship as keys to what he calls a significant win against his opponent.
60% is very significant, especially when you're running against the former mayor of Jacksonville. We were able to dominate in everything west of Jacksonville. He didn't really have any issues to run on. You know, he just went on the attack. We could run on the issues, but they really had no issues, and he was not very successful as a mayor.
In a statement, Brown thanked his supporters and congratulated Lawson on the, quote, hard-fought and spirited campaign. Lawson didn't offer thoughts on November's general election, instead laying out the agenda for his presumptive return to Congress.
The number one issue that we're going to work on when we get back is going to be health care, and it's going to be DACA and immigration reform. Those are issues that got to be resolved because of all the pressure that the American people have placed on all of us.
Lawson also stressed the need for gun and student loan reform, as well as a farm bill that would address issues like the SNAP food stamp program. But before heading back to Capitol Hill, Lawson will face Republican Virginia Fuller in the general election this November. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.